we are back. You are listening to Javin's Den on the Break, a very apropos song that was Descent by Death Valley Dragline, because there was certainly a lot of that on the show. And, of course, our lead-in song was Bon Jovi, In and Out of Love. And I think that kind of sums up the what we're going to do now. I think because we are going to do our Valentine's Day, anti-Valentine's Day portion of the show. Now, this portion, what happened here is Joe, Pip, and myself each found three love fails over the past year. Love that just went horribly wrong, or lust that just went horribly wrong on some level. And we will each present our three cases, and Pip will keep track, and we will battle it out and see which is the ultimate top three love fails between last Valentine's Day and this very moment. Do we got the idea? Everybody got the idea?
Yeah.
And you guys can weigh in the chat. Should you like, let me find my love song medley. I think we need a little background music. Here we go.
You going to sing for us, Joe? Oops.
That would be fantastic. I'd love to hear Joe sing for us.
Brave man.
I'm not a smart man, but I'm a brave man. There we go. All right, there we go. All right, I will kick us off. You guys ready?
Yes.
I think so.
You ready, Pip?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. 911 failed booty call. This is my submission for the third biggest love fail of the past year.
Okay.
A 58-year-old Florida woman. Of course, Florida.
Florida. Can't we just saw it off?
Is behind bars for misusing 911, excuse me, not the thing. not the thing with the towers and the planes and the kaboom.
Why did you go there?
I didn't mean to. Misusing 911 after allegedly asking dispatchers to send an officer she found attractive back to her home for some extra duty. Maria Montanez Colon of Punta Gorda first called 911 on Friday evening saying she wanted her Corvette back. The officer who responded to the call said the suspect was very drunk when he arrived and very forward. She allegedly told the officer he was sexy and asked if he was married. She also allegedly told the officer, "I haven't been penetrated in years."
Oh, no!
"And I am so horny."
Oh, God.
NBC2.com reported. Brian Williams testified, yes, he was horny too. The officer attempted to get Montana's cologne back on top.
Different kind of missile strike, by the way.
Yes. Oh, wow, nice. Attempted to get Montana's cologne back on topic by asking what he could do for her. Then she responded, "You can fuck me." She's a very direct woman.
No.
The suspect then explained that she signed ownership of a Corvette over to her stepson after her husband died, but now wanted it back, ABC7.com reported. The officer realized there was nothing he could do for her and left, but not before warning Montana's cologne about misusing 911. He also handed her a card with the department's number on it for future non-emergency calls. That would be pretty good right there, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, great.
Less than an hour later, the suspect called 911 again, this time to complain about the officer.
What did he do wrong?
You'll hear. He didn't penetrate.
I call 911 about that all the time.
Nobody cares. That offending officer returned to the home of Montana's cologne, this time with a second officer in tow. According to the police report, she told the second officer that the first responder was a perfect gentleman. But when I asked him to fuck me, he turned me down, so that made me angry, according to the police report. Listen,
it was playing hard to get.
Did officer number two step up?
Oh, yes, he did. We've all been angered by the no for the fucking.
Well, yeah.
The first officer asked if she remembered their earlier conversation about misusing 911. To which she allegedly replied, "I do, but how else am I going to get you to fuck me?" Montana's cologne was arrested for misuse of 911 and booked into the Charlotte County Jail.
And being horny without a license.
Sure.
You need a license?
So let's review this all-star. She's been breaking the law not once, but twice.
Yes.
Fails to heed the warning that the nice officer gets. Really, he could say, "No, this isn't what we do."
Yeah.
But no, he was a nice man. Thinking the cops make booty calls while on duty. I mean, yeah, if you want to get, some of the here's how you get a cop to lay you while they're on duty. Be attractive.
Number one.
Be attractive and get pulled over for speeding.
another state than your own.
Yes, yes. That
helps.
If you're heinous and drunk and horny, that's going to have to be off-duty activities. That's what I'm guessing.
That's after last call.
Yes. Well, you don't want to get the uniform dirty. They're such lovely uniforms.
No.
She was unable to close the deal when it is their job to protect and serve.
And serve.
And protect. He could have had protection. And
serve with protection.
He could have served. And yet, her taxpayer dollars are paying for this man, and yet she couldn't close the door.
They're not paying for him to do that.
Also, she talked about she hadn't been penetrated in years. She lives in a house. Isn't there a broomstick, a remote control, a cucumber? Isn't there something?
There are nice brown packages that you can get from online. And you can. There are all kinds of stores for you, honey. There are things to do.
She could do something.
Yes.
She can fail to convince the cop to at least let her use his nightstick.
No.
She failed.
That's not even part of it. You're saying that, right?
I'm saying all these things.
God.
I'm making my argument.
Oh, okay.
I'm making my argument here.
Yes.
I'm pleading to the court why mine is epic love fail number three.
Oh,
wow. I got a question. Did she think his cop's name was TJ Hooker?
See, and I get yelled at for lines like that.
Because you don't know how to deliver. Because you say it like it's good. And I throw it out there in new.
And just throw yourself under the bus.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. How is she able to be coherent enough not to slur her words to 9/11, but drunk enough to figure that this stunt would work twice?
Yeah.
I mean, she's obviously drunk enough, I'm guessing, where she thinks this is a good idea. But yeah, she's fooling 9/11. Oh, no, I'm fucking sober.
Yeah, but she's one of those Twilight drunks that's probably a little bit drunk all day, every day. So a lot of those people are surprisingly inebriated and can still pull it together to get out a coherent sentence.
Yeah, but I
name myself as case in point.
Yes, but her sentences weren't coherent. He didn't fuck me. It's not really a complaint.
No,
I mean, it is a complaint, but not a complaint.
But you got a point.
I really don't think that belongs in a police report.
I need to be fucked. And the cop showed up. We can't fuck you, man.
Yeah, but
he said that. But she continued, and then she complained to his partner. He wouldn't fuck me.
Yeah, but when she got arrested, she got fucked, all right.
She did get fucked. She might get fucked again.
But the funny thing is, we usually call the cops. They'll show up, and it's always like, well, there's really nothing much we can do. You know, it's like, I want to get fucked. I'm sorry, man. There's nothing much we can do. And we can lend you the Billy Club for about 20 minutes if you want that.
But she didn't even ask. Listen, it doesn't have to be you. There's a perfectly lovely nightstick.
That's right.
Yes.
But she wasn't good at problem solving, obviously.
No.
Wasn't good at problem solving.
She created a problem, but had no solutions for this problem.
Truly.
Do you guys feel I have a strong case?
I don't know if that's a love fail. That's
more with the police than it is with the
love. No, it's a love. It's a booty call. It's a failed booty call. It's love lost. It's Valentine's Day. Listen, Valentine's Day isn't always about romance. Sometimes it's just knocking boots.
Yeah, well, she failed, all right.
Yeah, she's a
fail. She did fail.
It's a love fail.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the most tremendous love fail I've ever heard, but it's pretty...
Really? Do you have a story that's more horrendous?
I think I do.
All right, Joe, we'll go to yours.
He knows how to play the game.
A Nashville man is facing child abuse... let's try that again.
This time in English.
Yes. A Nashville man is facing child abuse charges after police said he poured bleach on his wife in front of his children.
She was dirty.
Yes.
Police she was a dirty, dirty girl.
She was a black chick. He wanted a white chick. Yeah. What you gonna do?
Police said the suspect had been drinking and driving and looking to get things whiter.
Like her teeth.
Yeah.
Out down at spots.
According to police reports, the wife confronted the husband about it, and that led to the attack. Police said the husband...
Wait. What led to the attack?
He confronted him about drinking and driving.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that's what confronted the attack. Police said the husband began punching and slapping his wife with their three young children in the house.
What state is this?
That would be Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's about
close
right.
enough to
that's
Florida. Right. Yeah.
Then police said he got a bottle of bleach and poured the bleach on her skin. At that point, one of the children ran across the street to get help from a neighbor. The neighbor came over, got
what's
the...
He, what's the neighbor going to do? Bring detergent? Bring some socks? Oh, we're doing laundry? Rub this against your mom's face. What is that? Neighbor. Stupid.
Can I have a cup of Tide?
Yeah.
Daddy's doing laundry with mommy's face.
That's awful.
Are you new?
Yes. Sorry, just got here.
The neighbor came over, got the wife and her three children, and brought them across the street until police got there.
Oh. Okay.
He then was arrested and charged with assault.
I think mine's better, because that's just your average run-of-the-mill abuse. That shit happens all the time in Tennessee.
Your run-of-the-mill abuse?
Well, I mean, sure.
Bleach to the face?
I put bleach to the face in there. We really don't know where the bleach was.
Still, you're going to. What my thing about it is that he got charged with. He beat the woman and poured bleach on her, and he's getting charged with child abuse because the child saw him.
That's interesting.
You know,
That's what they came up with.
I'd be like, you did you see what the children just saw? And the woman is there, like, with bleach on her. And you know, who gives a shit about me?
But that goes back to my point. We go, well, it's Tennessee. That's every run of the mill stuff.
What was the bleach?
Yeah, just a real domestic abuser has the good taste to put the kids in the bedroom and not watch the bleaching.
No, I think that they're just like you, that they had a new carpet, and once he saw that blood was dripping off of her, he threw the bleach on just for good, you know.
He's tidy.
Yeah, he was trying to avoid the blood stains on the new carpet.
Listen, he knows she's going to have to clean up that blood.
Yeah, but here's...
He's trying to help.
Let me read part of this again. The neighbor came over, got the wife and her three children, and brought them across the street until the police got there. Right after it doesn't say, they then tried to fuck the police. You know?
Well, that would make it more interesting.
Yeah.
All right, well, before we hash it out, we'll let Pip enter her story into the ring.
I just want to say hi to Trucker Tom and mention that he says, sorry I'm late, been back to work for 2 hours, and I'm already pissed. And I was like, oh, great. Things go so well when you show up to the show pissed.
Tom, don't worry. Listen to the first part of the show tomorrow on your drive, and you can hear how we were pissed.
Yeah, we showed up pissed, too.
Welcome, Tom. Glad to have you.
Yes. Okay, well, this is a love triangle.
I prefer a rhombus.
Yeah, you know, we didn't have enough people for that.
I don't
that.
Like to dance.
Two assholes making jokes.
This should have been called the show, but it called.
Yeah, but we were on like terrestrial. I couldn't call it.
Yeah, it's true.
This is social services going wrong. Terribly, terribly wrong.
Okay.
Because Sabrina Zunich, 19, of Whitecliff, Ohio, so she killed Lisa Knoffel, 41, of Willoughby Hills, Ohio, on November 16th, because Knoffel's now 43-year-old husband, Kevin, asked her to.
Well,
I mean, that seems reasonable at first.
I wish you guys would do what I ask.
Joe, you want to step in here?
Yeah.
So, Zunich had been living with the Knoffel since, now I disqualified myself.
Oh, all right.
I freaking disqualified myself because I just noticed the dates on here.
Oh, when's this from? It
happened
familiar.
In 2012.
Oh, Pip.
Oh.
You got to learn. I learned that the hard way.
Joe learns every time.
I learned that the hard way.
All right, so we're down.
Wait. But she was sentenced September 2014.
Yeah, but the act.
The act. Well,
there was another story, which if you guys don't use, I'll bring up, that happened years ago, but it was reported this year because the guy was out talking about it again.
Oh, right. But I thought that they
were.
It's got to be when the act was committed.
Yes. When the act was committed,
yes.
Not when they're talking about sentences.
Yes, because then they can come up for it, you know, they can appeal and everything. You know.
Ah, damn it. Okay.
I'm sorry. You want to briefly summarize it?
Well, yes. I just want to say that what had happened was that the killer girl, Sabrina.
That's what she likes to be called, by the way.
I know. Well, I'm summarizing, so I want to cut to the chase. Killer girl.
Sure, that works.
Had been living with them as they were her foster parents. And she started to have an affair with the father, because that always goes well.
Work out for Woody.
And the father. I know. And the father said that, well, kill my wife, please. And not being familiar with the reference, she did it.
See, Henny Youngman? Henny Youngman gone bad. Kill my wife, please.
No, this guy was Horny Youngman.
Comedy's gotten edgy. Instead of taking a killer.
So this was Horny Youngman. And he was...
I'll give you that one.
He was doing the teenage daughter, or foster daughter.
That's why I'd get one.
And she had grown up in the care of her grandmother because her parents were drug addicts. And then she got taken into the home by this loving couple, and he loved her a little too much. So,
you know, it's always hard to draw lines.
the loving father in this story, Tom, by the way, truck driver. Just saying.
I think that was necessary.
Yeah, really. Not big Tom into the killer.
No, I just wanted to see what Tom would say.
I think you'll find out.
I know. He's in a bad enough mood. I think I just threw myself under his truck.
All right, so we're down to me and Joe.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Bleach versus... But, I mean, I got to say my, yours is domestic abuse, but you can get any domestic abuse story. Domestic abuse happens all the time in this country. Actually, it happens all the time in this world, unfortunately.
The bleach was an interesting...
It's a nice twist.
It was a nice twist.
I like the creativity.
I He's kind of
at least he abused her in a creative way.
I mean, he's kind of MacGyvering the situation. Well, I don't have a weapon. A vase, everybody's done that. Let me grab the bleach. That's
just
what she likes.
Well, it just so happens. This is what happens when a fight starts in a laundry room.
Yeah. Ooh. She said this is the good stuff. I'll show her how good it is.
Bleach on me. Well, thank God it wasn't in the kitchen. You would have got stabbed. So take your Clorox like a woman.
Oh, wow. You going to make that into a bumper sticker, are you?
I think you might get a series of t-shirts to sell after gigs.
I think...
Take your clocks like a woman.
I think for the nature of this competition, which our love failed. I mean, because we could all do horrendous domestic abuse.
Mm.
I mean, there's a cornucopia of that type of thing. I think I win, because this is very creative.
Since I had to throw myself at... Go ahead, Joe.
I think,
Joe's pro-bleach.
Crazy woman wanting to fuck the police is one thing, but when you're covered in bleach, and then the woman doesn't get charged, you're not charged with spousal abuse, but child abuse,
but
I think it's a more dynamic situation.
But that's the failure of the legal system, not the actual abusing. That's not really a love fail, that's a legal system.
I mean, if you got punched and got bleach thrown on you, I think you'd be...
Oh, according to the legal system, that's fine. Remember, my girl...
Just don't let the kids see.
My offender...
So the kids are in the other room.
or, in my case, don't fuck the kids.
Yeah.
My offender actually got charged for the love fail itself. Your offender got charged because the kid watched.
I have to say that given the topic of it being a love fail rather than a general dynamic fail... I have to say that Davin's is a little bit better.
Thank you.
But I would argue that it was more involved with the police than it was as a love fail.
But Joe, I mean, we could just go down the police blotter. I mean, listen, I could punch a bitch right now and make a love fail for next year.
I gotta go.
I mean, listen, you see that tool? You see that tool chest over there? Pick a tool. I can club Pip in the back of the head with it.
I'm not turning around then.
I mean, but is it really spectacular? I could beat Pip with a cat toy. I got them down here.
Hold on a second. There's plenty. Can I choose?
Joe, I don't think the weapon... Unless it's so spectacular. Like he stuck a Roman candle in her cooch and then lit it. And then, like, you know, even then, I don't know.
But would you
afraid that you came up with that right away.
I have a lot of things in my head learning.
But
scary things.
Yes. But the basis of your story was with the police, which is more of a third party than a direct...
It was her! It was her thinking she could call the cops twice, and then, bitch, call the cops that they make booty calls, and then, bitch, because they don't make booty calls! She didn't get the point the first time. It wasn't like, oh, my bad.
Yeah, she didn't get the point the first time.
Yeah,
that was the
it
problem.
Didn't sing into her, oh, this is inappropriate. No, I'm calling again, and I'm going to complain to his party. He wouldn't fuck me.
But was the romance with the police? Was she romantically involved with the police?
No, but she failed. She failed at being romantically involved. She wanted to be romantically involved. She begged to be romantically involved. She failed at being romantically involved. Hence, a love fail.
Lisa's saying Davin wins this one.
All right. All right. Put it on the board.
I'm sorry, Joe, but that was just a little...
Joe, domestic abuse just doesn't rate on this show. We're just not moved by it, Joe.
See, what you should have played was NWA's Fuck the Police when you were doing this segment.
Oh, that's great.
You missed the boat on that.
Or don't.
I had an anti-love song medley going on.
No, I understand. But I would.
Lovely.
I didn't think of that. Where were you when I was thinking?
Oh, look at that. Davin made a mixtape for us.
Because I love you. Fail. It's a cassette.
By the way, Tom says, luckily I was distracted talking to my night dispatch, so I'll only run over a foot, Pip.
There you go. You're fine. And a foot is Joe, so he gets hurt there.
Great.
All right, so I got that one. Put it on the board.
It's on the board.
It's on the board. I got number three. Joe, would you be so kind as to start us off for number two?
All right. Woman assaults husband's girlfriend when... come on, Joe. Woman assaults husband's girlfriend when served with divorce papers. Memphis, Tennessee.
State law.
No.
Somebody found a state they like.
November 3rd, 2014.
It's good.
A woman is in jail after her husband came to serve her divorce papers and brought his new girlfriend along with him.
That's not a smart move.
Sharona Coach Barnes faces assault charges after police say she
Sharona
took her...
Coach Barnes?
My Sharona.
I didn't need to imply otherwise. I apologize.
Not anymore.
Sharona Coach Barnes faces assault charges after police say she took her anger out on her husband's new lady. Coach Barnes is being held on $30,000 bond. The affidavit reads like a soap opera when police say Coach Barnes was so angry she even pulled a gun on the other woman.
Oh, no.
Police say Coach Barnes lost her cool at the home
on the 4400 block of Wooddale in East Memphis. According to the affidavit, Derrico Barnes served her their divorce papers and brought his new girlfriend, Charita Evans, along.
Smart.
I know.
That's not a good idea.
I don't see anything wrong with it, one neighbor said. They're not together. He's just letting his woman know there's nothing to it. There's nothing to her. Another neighbor, Teresa Foster, felt differently. This just sounds like a white Anglo-Saxon neighborhood this is going on in.
Those people.
Yeah, another neighbor.
If they would just behave.
Keep it in that pants. Joe's like laughing like, I'm not going to say anything about this. I can't.
Another neighbor, Thaisa Foster, felt differently. She should have got beat, said Evans.
Uh-huh. Did she shake her head as she said it, Joe?
Most certainly did, but that's exactly what happened. Police say Coach Barnes started punching Evans and even pepper sprayed her.
Oh, I like that.
She had all sorts of shit on her that day.
Sure, she could have used a little bleach to clean that off.
She and Derrico took off running, but police said she wasn't done yet. They said she got her mother and brother, found her husband and Evans, and pointed a gun at them as she drove by. Some say they understand why she would act so violently. Any kind of business that he has with her, he needs to do by himself until they get a proper divorce. Foster said she has no rights in that. Others said there is never an excuse for violence. She didn't do anything to her, one woman said. She needs to go to jail.
All right, I'm going to read. It's interesting. Again, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I think... The epic fail in that was bringing the girlfriend along for the ride.
Yeah, leave them home.
Well, that's the fail. That's the fail. That's the fail. But I feel good with my next story.
I'm going to call just story the ride along.
All right. I'm going to read my story, and then Pip will go.
Okay.
Does your story qualify this time?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Here we go. Ghanaian man.
State the date.
I don't know the date. No, I checked it. I know the rules, stupid. I know the rules. Ghanaian man, already suspicious. Ghanaian man worked in a hospital mortuary and told how he had sex with dead women many times. Shakur, I like your eyes. Pip's eyes have bugged out.
I can't.
There's more.
Okay.
Shakur Lucas revealed he could not get women to go out with him because of his morbid job.
Because they were alive. Got to go to plan B.
Honey, we're going to have to go to my place.
Or plan D for dead. Deceased.
But my place, the mortuary.
Yeah, sure. Well, she lives there too now.
Yes, sort
temporarily.
Of.
Temporarily. It's a wayward place.
Sort of.
Dead. Shakur Lucas revealed he could not get women to go out with him because it was more of a job. So he had sex with the dead instead. He claims he was asked by his superiors to sleep with dead women as part of his training.
What?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
He was told he must do this so as not to be afraid. He slept with 100 dead women. He's been fired and the police are after him. Not one. Now, so here are my points. That's the story. And by the way, they asked they asked him, man, are you like mentally okay? He's like, no, I'm good. So they did ask.
Well, I wonder who told him to sleep with the dead women and he got fired from?
The superiors, because they don't want that getting out.
But don't you think that after number one, he proved that he was no longer afraid?
Well, you got to build, it's like anything. You get like antibodies. You got to build up a tolerance.
Yeah, but you know what? He was just doing what he was told.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well or not. Who knows? Either way. So Joe, you know, if the plumbing job didn't work out and you had to become a mortician, and the boss says, you know what, Joe? We want you to have the job. We're going to pay you above minimum wage, which I know is very important to you, and you're a very hard worker. But first, we need you to fuck these stiffs.
I ain't going to do that, though, but you could prop the mouth open.
Put a little bleach in it.
I'll bring it over from the other story.
Hold on a second. You've downgraded the ooh factor by changing the orifice? No.
Joe's a problem solver. I've always said that about Joe.
I always, when you've come with a problem, I've always come with a solution.
Yes, Joe has solutions.
I always thought if you have a problem, you always got to come with at least one solution.
Listen, I've often thought if there's a problem fucking a corpse, my first call is to Joe Curry. So let's go into this a little bit more, unlike Joe with this dead mouth. So he didn't do it just once, which was brought up.
Yes.
He did it hundreds of times. He's a serial zombie fucker. He was fired to doing what his boss told him to do. He's now on the run from the police. And I got to ask you guys, have you ever seen a hot corpse?
No.
Have you ever seen a corpse go, I'd hit that?
No. Oh, Joe's thinking.
No, not about that.
No,
now, assholes, stupids, both of you, dumbbells.
Yes, but
you had your deep in thought look.
I did have bad timing for that, by the way. You threw us. I had my deep in thought look because
I'm gonna fuck the corpse, you dimwits.
Well,
really, you just talked about the mouth, so it's not really that far fetched. Is it stupid?
But did
she have an attractive leg?
Very good, Pip. See, that's what I like. That's nice. And Joe's not answering. Well, it's pasty.
No, he's not.
Well, it'll blend right in.
Well, he's got that thoughtful look again.
Gonna be a totally open casket. But anyway, you get in here. You gotta put your foot on the handle.
I am beating you. I think you could shoot from the front pew.
You got your right leg in. You got your right leg out. You got
put it
right
on the dead skin and
shake it all about.
You ruined grandma.
You do the poke a coldie and you shake yourself around. Sorry.
But I'm deep in thought because...
Yes, you better explain
that.
That
should be a segment, Joe. Okay, I'm in deep thought because...
I like ring ding.
Fuck you, right, you're wrong. I was about to say that, you screwed me up.
So, I just need to see your act less.
Yes, it could be either about politics or ring ding. What's on Joe's mind? Or what's in the lack of it?
Obama doesn't like ring dings. I don't like Obama.
Let me go on Facebook.
Obama's a ring ding. Chocolate on the outside and white on the inside.
Oh, my
God.
It's
actually funny.
Of course it is. I take your jokes and make them better.
Yeah, good.
By the way, Lisa says, new movie line, I sleep with dead people.
I don't see a problem.
No, I know. Both of you. I'm scared.
Lisa, thank you for admitting that. You know this is a safe place. This is your safe zone.
She didn't say it was her personal mantra. She said that it was a
She didn't say it
line.
Wasn't, so therefore it was.
Oh, okay.
Really? Now you're going to stick up for them after you throw Tom under the bus? Really? Are you?
And then he ran me over my foot with his truck.
As well, he should have. And yeah, dragged you from behind with it. Dragged you behind
states.
From behind. So, Joe, we're all waiting.
What were you thinking about at that moment? That inopportune moment.
He got fired and can't screw the corpses anymore. Because he got fired. Not because he didn't want to anymore.
He got fired for blabbing. You don't fucking dead and tell. You know they're not, so it only came from one source.
Funny, but I'm not backing down. It wasn't his decision to stop. He was made to stop.
He was forced. To stop. But to go, well, the boss said so, I'd fuck this. That's a fail. And then to go blabbing about it. That's a fail. And then to go say you've done about 100 of it. That's a fail.
But it's not really a romance because the people weren't really participating because they were dead.
They weren't not participating. They were there.
They had no choice.
Well, how do you know? They could have kept their legs closed.
Especially if rigor mortis kicked in.
Joy!
What are you saying? That the corpses were loose?
Yeah. Well, no, but rigor mortis sets in, so if their legs are closed, you got to grab a crowbar out by the Hearst garage and come back in and see if you can pry that shit open.
He's thought it through.
Joe's not in my case. This is absurd. I'm gonna ask one more question, and we're gonna get Pip's story. I need your opinion. What's worse? Because this is from Ghana. Corpse fucker or scammer?
Oh,
I'm going corpse fucker.
I'm going scammer because the people that are being screwed over are still alive.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah.
That's a valid point. But at least you can have cyber sex with the person you're like screwing over.
I
just want to preface this with both are wrong.
Thanks for going
but
on record, Joe.
But I was given a choice. I was asked to give a choice.
What was it kill it, lick it, kiss it, fuck it?
Yeah.
Oh, Sophie's choice. Should I scam a live one or screw a dead one?
I would scam somebody, and then when they commit suicide, I'd fuck them. Everybody wins.
Oh boy! Lord.
And that's why I can't run for president because I say things like that.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you know what I think you're right. I think corpse fucker's more icky, but I think worse human being scammer.
Yeah.
Although, you know what? You are defiling the dead. I mean, that is the greatest indignity. I mean, really? They're dead.
It's really, really disgusting. But the thing is that I have to go with, it's worse to scam a live person than it is to fuck a dead one.
Yeah, this conversation is almost asking, would you eat shit with corn or without corn on it?
You know, I would go with corn.
It's both are disgusting, but I mean...
I'm going corn.
But you were asked to make a choice, you know?
I'm going corn on that because then you have something to kind of look forward
it's
to.
It's like a side dish.
Well, I'm not sorting it out, Joe. Let me eat my corn first and then get to the meat of the
shit.
Right
when you're giving it something you have to discuss. You know.
Oh, not commenting on the shit eating.
Pip,
you were
your
asked.
Turn.
You're asked. You're part of the show.
Yeah. Would you eat the corn or not the corn?
This no, rules. Corn's been shit.
No, right?
No, because on this friggin' show, I'm afraid that you have a Tupperware full of it, and I'm going to have to
you see those
it.
Big blue ones stacked
yeah,
up?
I know.
We've been saving cat shit.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? At least my hoard is clean.
Sure.
Oh, God. Okay, so Mary Kay Beckman met the handsome and wild-eyed Wade Ridley on Match.com.
Oh.
Our favorite.
Sure.
It only took 8 days for her to realize that Ridley was more than crazy in love, but Ridley wasn't ready to let her go. Months after the breakup, Ridley snuck into Beckman's garage and waited to surprise her. But instead of chocolates or flowers, he ambushed her with a butcher knife and a machete.
Mm.
And then it ends up with my favorite line, "Every killing begins with K."
It better end well. I won't joke. Joe, do your joke.
Everybody knows Joe's joke. Every kiss begins with K. Well, it'll be, for what I spent, it'll be ending in BJ. Huddle-a, huddle-a, huddle-a. Joe pauses while the audience laughs.
Or hopes to.
Yeah.
Joe, or yeah, he usually does. That is one of your stronger
joke
jokes.
Joke is infallible, yes.
I wouldn't say it's infallible. I've seen all your jokes fail. But it is a strong joke.
I've seen all of yours, too.
I didn't say they don't. You never heard me go, this bit never misses. Yeah.
See, people look quizzically.
Because it's smart.
Actually, the woman survived.
Oh, well, that's a win.
And Ridley was arrested. He admitted to murdering another woman he'd met on Match.com with a butcher knife and a machete.
All right. Again, because of the extraordinary circumstance
yes.
of my story, I feel very confident saying I have the second biggest love fail of the year. I really don't see how you guys are overcoming corpse fucking with an attempted murder and a guy making a bad decision. Because I could see your pal doing something crazy like that. Just kind of pushing buttons a little. Because the guy in your story was pushing buttons. That's what he was doing. I'm going to get this bitch back. Look what I got now. We're going to come together and serve you divorce papers. You know, he's trying. You know, he's trying to stir the pot. You know, it's just
I could see him. Yeah, I could see him doing
yeah,
that
so, see, both horrible. Don't get me wrong. I don't mean to take away. I mean, but again, attempted murder. All the time.
Well, but this was regarding one of our favorite sites ever, Match.com.
Yeah, well, I got the guys that are fucking over Match.com. Ghanaian Trump's match every time.
No, that's not absolutely true.
Well, in this case, it does.
Well, but the other thing is, now who was eminently harmed in the fucking of the corpses?
He's fucking corpses.
I know, it's disgusting, but who got hurt?
The corpses and their families.
The families were not in the room cheering him on.
The guy lost his job.
Yeah,
he's on the run.
He's on the run, looking for another job to get a quick cold one. I mean, he's not hurt.
Nobody's going
to
hire him again.
He's at the bar. Can I buy you some formaldehyde?
Yeah, well, reason for leaving last job. Reason for, I fucked too many corpses. Yeah. You can't put that on a resume.
Yeah.
What's too many?
You can't put that on Monster.com. When you hit triple digits, too much. If he just would have stopped at 99, we could have overlooked
okay.
it.
But could you see the guy, like, when he calls for a reference? How you doing? Yeah, I'm calling for a reference of your latest employee. Why did you dismiss him? He fucked the customers. did he overcharge them or credit? He did. Really? Okay. I don't know why he put me down as a reference.
I don't know why he put me down. That wasn't smart. No.
Put down as a reference.
I don't think he's qualified to work in your homeless shelter.
Well, it doesn't look too good. He said you fucked the customer. Yeah.
You thought he was a salesman who worked for, like, you know, Ford.
Well, it's a matter of opinion. No, you fucked the customer.
I feel very good that Ghanaian corpse fucker trumps what you guys have brought to this.
I don't know. There's something about the horror of telling somebody, no, go away, and months later, they show up with the machete in your garage.
But that's a stalker. That type of shit happens all the time.
But it's particularly a love stalker.
That's what stalkers usually are.
Yes, they are.
They're not because they hate you. You don't follow somebody around and get sperm because you hate somebody. You're hanging out in their bushes because you want to be with them. And then somebody says, stop that. And that's when things go wrong.
It is. But you know what? The only reason that your case happened, nobody said no. Not one of those
the
people
cops
said
have
no.
said no. The former employers have said, we were kidding.
No. Could it have been corpse rape?
It's not about no.
Are you saying that they couldn't have consent? Well, they can't have consent about anything
it's
once they're dead.
It's not about no. It's about love fail. It's about thinking fucking corpses is a good idea. That's the fail, Pip. The cognitive process.
Well, here's the deal. Was he fucking them because he was in love with them or fucking them because he was told to?
Well, there's a couple of reasons, Joe, which I mentioned. First, he claims he was told to. Second, the live people wouldn't.
Now, how do we know that?
Because that's what he said.
That's what he said.
I don't think a man who fucks corpses and tells about it would lie about that. I think we can assume, amongst this guy's deficiencies, honesty is not one of them. You don't make up that story for shits and giggles at the cocktail party.
Yeah, but do you really think he was told to go fuck the customers?
I think it's possible. I think he was told for shits and giggles. I think he was
as a joke?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. You put your hate the new guy.
Well, okay, here's my synopsis. I think obviously he's dumb as a wall. He probably mentioned to his coworkers, he goes, "Yeah, I have no luck with live women. Maybe it's good that I work here." And somebody goes, "Why don't you go fuck the corpses?" And stupid went and dropped his drawers and went to town.
100 times.
He got that
with
thought.
Different corpses. But who knows how many times with each corpse?
But if you're playing the field like that,
it's not a field, Joe. It's dead grass.
I don't know. But you're playing the field like that, how much love could he have been in?
It's a love fail.
But I don't know if it's like 100 cars.
How much love was the stalker in? How much love was the guy who brought the new hot piece of ass to the exes?
Well, you know what? This guy was apparently in deep love with her because he stalked her.
No. He got when you really love somebody.
No.
I'm going to go on a limb here. I'm going to go on a limb here. Listen, I don't know about a lot of things. Maybe I'm wrong about love, but I'm going to
isolate that. I don't know about a lot of things.
Well, hear me out. I'm gonna put out there, and you guys can discuss.
You're gonna put out?
I'm gonna put out. Mm. If you really love somebody,
don't shake that fist at me after you said you're putting out.
If you really love somebody,
yes.
You don't try to hack them up with a machete. I'm just saying. Maybe I'm naive.
Poor Mr. Helix.
maybe Joe's right. Maybe I'm sheltered and have had it easy and don't understand what real love is.
You haven't been out in the world with the machete.
Yeah.
Boy,
when Joe
I tell
was
you,
growing up, he was hacking people with machetes left and right.
I don't know about
you
hacking
don't know
people.
He didn't.
I don't know about hacking people with machetes, but I wanted to crack one over the head with a fucking frying pan this morning.
Joe, would you like to confess to everybody listening right now?
Yes. I think we have to,
know this will be used as evidence.
Yeah. I think we have to wait for a moment and hear the frying pan moment.
No.
All right.
No?
I think I won. Do you each think your own story won?
I'm just fighting because I thought that I deserved to fight for a little while. But I think that fucking all the corpses is the winner here.
All right. All right.
I really don't have a leg to stand on.
Well, if you did, somebody'd fuck it.
Well, or try.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to pick and choose my battles. That's a little
All right. Yeah. I got number two. Number two. All right, Pip, why don't you lead us off for the final one?
Okay, hang on a sec.
All right, I'll hang on a sec.
Okay. I just had to flip the page. Bart was
Thanks for reading directions to everybody.
Continued from page one. Bart was...
Man walks in door, slams window.
I moved in closer to Mike.
Pip will now be reading stage direction. Yeah. She's showing her acting chops.
Get Groupons for flowers for Valentine's Day. All right, no.
I got a Groupon. I put this on Facebook. I got a Groupon for the Lesbian, Gay, Bi, Transsexual Expo. Thanks, Groupon.
Maybe they know something about you you don't know yet.
Apparently they do.
Some of my best boyfriends turned out to be gay. You never know.
I don't know, Joe. I must have been all the penis enlargements you were getting. They didn't think that was one of the things you wanted to bring it to. I don't know. Go on, Pip.
Well, I was just saying some of my best boyfriends turned out to be gay. So it's always possible.
Because you're the gay maker.
I am the gay maker. Okay. Bart was a divorced father of two when he tried online dating.
What could go wrong?
After signing up, he met Megan, a beautiful nurse, and the two agreed to meet on Bart's birthday. But Megan then called with surprising news. No, not a trip to the Olive Garden. Megan had been diagnosed with leukemia.
Oh, no. Is she stuck in a country?
Well, no. No. I thought that's where this was going, too.
Oh. Mr. Davin!
Mr. Davin! Clearly you can see I am a nurse. I have the hat!
and to go with it, I have the leukemia. Even though the two never met in person, Bart was devastated after her death.
Sure.
Her family even sent him some of her ashes because a sympathy card would have been too normal.
All right, let's stop right there. And thank goodness that she was cremated so she couldn't be fucked. So already there's a silver lining.
Can you see catching a guy with an urn? What's that in front of you? No, nothing. Is that the urn? Sorry. Why is it by your crotch? I was polishing it with my fly.
That's not not silver polish.
No, hey. Oh, it's not supposed to be sticky.
You just take dead Ted Williams' dead decapitated frozen head and give yourself a blowjob with it. Batter up, Ted.
Batter up, Ted.
Who's the splendid splinter now, motherfucker? I'm a Yankee fan. Oh. Suck.
Batter up, Ted. God damn it, that's funny.
Batter up, Ted. This show, from the opening segment, which was...
The word fucking go.
Which was very charged
with
anger at moments. To this, it's like two different shows.
It's two different. It is two different shows. You never know what's going to happen in between the breaks.
No. Go on,
by the way, Lisa wants to know if the person in my story was a relative of Sickly Sue.
Very good, Lisa.
Nice one. I know. Okay, so her family even sent him some of her ashes because a sympathy card would have been too normal for this kind of love.
Oh, you know, listen, they're two kids in love.
It was nice that they thought that he felt that strongly about her, that they wanted to do that.
You gotta like a scammer who goes the extra mile.
Really. But soon, Bart learned that Megan had never existed, let alone died. She was just an online creation of a bored wife and mother.
No!
Bart had been catfished and was left with tons of questions like, whose ashes are in my house?
Probably not ashes. Probably really? Shit from the chimney, you stupid.
Oh, whose sweepings are in my house?
That's
my
your number God. One?
Yeah.
All right, Joe, I feel very good about mine.
No, I thought that was great.
Joe?
All right.
According to our show.
Joe's going to the iPhone here.
Yeah,
this will be done in the voice of Sharky.
This Tara.
No, I didn't say McClinton. I said Sharky. Yeah.
Got to admit, when you're on, dude.
Hey. Tune in once every 6 to 8 weeks. You never know.
Once again, you're on. This plot was too crazy for even Charles Manson.
I know what this is.
Manson's engagement to a woman 53 years his junior was part of a wild scheme of hers to profit by putting his body on public display after his death. Mm. Manson's fiancée, 27-year-old Afton Elaine Burton, known as Star, sought to wed the... sought to wed the convicted mastermind of Sharon Tate murders and eight other slayings so that she could gain possession of his corpse, according to journalist Daniel Simone. Burton and pal Craig...
Well, you don't want to give that shit to the Smithsonian.
Burton and pal Craig Hammond planned to lay out Manson's remains in a glass crypt, Simone says. The pair figured their bizarre California version of Lennon's tomb would draw large crowds and make big money. But Manson, 80, does not want to marry Burton and has no interest in spending eternity displayed in a glass coffin, Simone told the Post.
He's got an image to uphold.
I understand. He finally realized that he's been played for a fool.
Aww. I hate when that happens to a criminal mastermind psychopath. Yeah. With a swastika tattooed in his stupid forehead. Oh, Joe, this is sad.
He first fell in love when he saw the star tattooed to her forehead. Aww.
That's not a Jewish star, I hope.
Oh, wait, there's more.
It's a different story.
Another reason the madman balked at the plan is because he believes he's immortal, and he feels he'll never die, Simone said. Therefore, he feels like it was a stupid idea to begin with.
You gotta like that little twist. You gotta like that little twist.
That's awesome.
That's a good one. All right, I think we can say Pip's gone. I think we can say Joe brought it for number one.
I graciously bow out.
I feel good about number one. I don't know how it's going to go down, but I feel good about my number one.
Okay.
Because we have some similar elements, but we'll see.
Okay, well, we have to hear, because that was pretty damn good.
That was good, and it's right there in the news. We should have all picked up.
I know.
Oh, before I go, the story I was thinking about, which I saw, we actually talked about it within a Great Debates of Absurdity. Remember we talked about the dolphin fucking?
Yes.
Well, the movie's been released because, right. You know, we need that movie, the documentary on dolphin fucker. So it's been in the news now because the movie's just been released, but I disqualified it in my own mind because the actual fucking was going on in the 70s.
Right. Oh, gotcha. I almost had the Corvette story. The Corvette story I had.
Oh, the one?
And I was looking through what my stories to pick, and I'm like, I think I'll use the Corvette. I'm like, shit. Stupid.
It's all the argument, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
My number one. Police in Vero Beach says Casey Moulter, 28, trashed his girlfriend's 1997 Nissan Altima after the so-called psychic allegedly told him his dead grandmother would appear in his dreams and, as the report put it, commit an unusual sex act to him involving an adult erotic device. That quizzical look is the look I want from my number one story, Joe. the Mirror reports, officials were called to the couple's apartment around 7:45 a.m. to break up a physical altercation between Mulder and his girlfriend. During the fight, the suspect allegedly damaged the girlfriend's car and smashed her cell phone. After the police and the girlfriend left, Mulder allegedly damaged the car further by smashing a side mirror on the passenger side, deflating the tires, and flinging a used condom onto the car.
Cherry on top.
It's the little things. It's the details. It's the details that make a psychopath. Yeah. This is my...
Sorry. God, fling.
Sure.
Wait.
I'm not done.
Okay, I have questions.
That's a good story then. Joe's thinking, God, I thought I had this fucking locked up, but you feel good.
He's feeling good.
Joe's feeling good. He's ready. Mulder allegedly wrote love notes on the car windows using creams and lotions. RawStory.com.
Sure, report. There were creams and lotions.
I don't know what they were. Get the police dogs. They'll figure it out. When police questioned Mulder, he said his girlfriend is a spiritual person who can tell people about their dreams. Mulder told police that when his girlfriend told him that his grandmother would soon be appearing in one sex and using a sex toy on him to boot, he could not get that image out of his head. He snapped, according to Metro. Mulder was arrested on criminal mischief charge and released on $500 bonds. All right, let's delve into my story here. I feel very strong about this. I think Joe has a very strong contender, but I feel good. I feel good. First, he goes nuts over what a psychic says. Do you? Do you really? Okay. But here's what's so brilliant about this psychic. So passive, aggressive, deliciously love failure. Clearly, there's some resentment between this woman and this man. This man loves his grandmother.
Yes.
So I'm going to take your beloved grandmother. I'm going to put her in your dream. Well, that's a win. I feel good about this. There's going to be love. That's the win. Except she's going to ram a dildo up your asshole. That's the image of dear Nana you have now. Not her making cookies for you. No. Her ramming her fucking dildo up your asshole.
Making fudge for you.
Making fudge. This, as your psychic girlfriend, is my gift to you.
You know why he was really upset? Because he had those feelings for the other grandma.
Oh! Wrong grandma, stupid!
Wrong grandma!
This one never liked toys. All right. So she has made this man. She's ruined his head, and she has taken this man and made him his grandmother's bitch. Because if you are prone at taking a dildo, and you're not asking for said dildo... Clearly, you are somebody's bitch.
Yes.
So, you are now the bitch to dead grandma. That's in your head.
I just got a vision, and grandma, no!
He throws the used condom.
Wait, where did that come from? Is he so excited about the vision of dead grandma that they have to get on it?
Yes!
Ah!
The condom has been used because the girlfriend has put dead grandma anally penetrating incest bitch sex in his head, and he couldn't control it anymore, so he just fucking came like a fucking fountain, but he feels so guilty about it, he flings it at her car.
Wait, does this guy own a sock? Come on.
Leave me out of this, bitch! Me and Joe have our moments, but Granny's not involved!
That's right.
You've gone too far!
A little bit.
Leave me out of this.
I don't want to be any part of this.
I mean, guys.
Wait. Now, first of all, you don't... Unless you are, like, another extreme of hoarder, you don't have used condoms kind of lying around.
I'm assuming that's freshly made. Unless you're a collector.
But it's freshly made after he told her the granny sex story.
Yes!
Gross!
Yes! So even after that's in his head, he still got off.
On her, because you don't use a condom when you're alone.
Unless he's grudge-fucking grandma back.
Hmm.
What? Wait, no, grandma's dead. She's
Well, I mean, in
wait,
his mind.
Isn't she?
I don't know. Maybe he wanted to return the favor. Grandma did him a service. Maybe he wanted to service grandma.
Yeah, but he used the girl. He must have done it with the girl.
No, I don't think he did.
Who'd he do it with?
I think
not himself.
I think he jerked it, and this was a premeditated fling.
Not
I think
a
this
condom?
Was a spite jerk.
No, no, no. He would go get a sock. You don't jerk.
No, no, no. Because
a
sock. Here's what the problem with jerking into a sock for this particular act.
Wait, just shouldn't just speak to this.
No, I should. Here's what's great about me. If you jerk into me, I can hide the evidence for a while. Sure, initially, after a while, I get stiff. But initially, nobody knows. You can even slide a foot in there.
Oh,
right foot.
Oh, no.
A little special treat. But here's the thing. When you use a condom, everybody knows. There's a viscousy substance in there, and everybody knows what this condom is.
And you know what? Everybody just takes it at face value. Nobody's going to bother to look.
Sure.
I don't believe that's jizz in there. Let me stick my finger in and taste. No, I...
Once in a while, it'd be nice if somebody asked me.
I stand corrected. It certainly is jizz.
Hey, you know what? This is pudding. You don't know. That'll never happen.
Just see a commercial.
Be pudding in a sock?
Somebody sticks their finger in a con and go, puts the finger in the mouth and go, I can't believe it's not good jizz.
Too wordy but funny. All right.
I can't believe it's not butter.
It should have been, I can't believe it's not jizz.
That's what it was, but I put a cut in there by mistake.
You shouldn't have. That should have stayed out.
Thanks for editing my jizz joke.
I'm just trying to make it funnier.
Crimson Cat is asking, you don't need a sock if you want to save the jizz. Who wants to save the jizz?
Well,
are you saving it up for?
Your precious children.
You use what you can find.
What?
You use what you can find.
Sure.
Yeah, but who? Wait. I don't have one, so I don't know.
He's a sock? Using... Yep, socks.
I have plenty of socks. I have them on now, and I was wondering why they feel so weird.
He's using his man love juice as a weapon. You gotta love a spite jerk. And then a spite fling.
I was just thinking, if she used this sock, it would look like somebody left the dryer door open. There's a sock hanging. I closed the dryer door.
Joe, you need to wash your balls.
Wait a second. Now he has.
I've got lightheaded.
So excited about the.
I'm a little dizzy.
I hope you faint falling a beam. Sorry, I was mean. All
Crimson
right.
Cat says, "Hide my socks from you guys."
Bitch. Now, Socky, that's not nice. Come on, Jizz Sock. Be nice to Crimson Cat. She's not coming, Cat.
What? No, stop that.
All right,
now.
You went a bridge too far. You're doing fine.
I've been over a lot of bridges. One too far. Unless you're going to hang yourself, I'm going to keep going. All right, stupid.
Hang on a second now. Okay.
See, right. This is how I know I won. I got questions pouring in left and right about this story.
No.
Yes.
I have questions on both ends.
I bet you do. Wait for Grandma. She'll solve them.
Yeah, we're not talking about my ass again tonight. Not that end. But wait. Now... This woman who, Crimson Cat says to Devin, right back at you. So
I'm coming, Cat, too?
No.
I don't know. I don't know what's right back
You're
at me.
You're doing so good, dude.
I don't know what she was asking me.
I know. How was the barrel this evening?
Please. Really? I don't know what she was asking me. I wasn't trying to be funny. I don't know what she was saying.
I've seen that for 45 minutes.
Yes, you have, Joe. We'll set up the merch table.
Well, wait a second now. Wait, now, this woman who decided that she was going to marry Manson.
Oh, we're switching topics?
Yes, I am for a moment, okay. Because we have to look at both of these.
Yeah, you never addressed my thing, okay?
Yes.
Charles Manson, you creeped out Charles Manson.
Good point.
Charles Manson, who murdered and killed and it goes in front of the parole board and crazy shit. You creeped out Charles Manson, and Charles Manson said, you're fucking crazy.
No. I don't think Charles Manson was really creeped out. I think Charles Manson thinks he's going to live forever and doesn't want to spend eternity in a box. So I don't think he was creeped out by this.
He just thought it was a really bad plan.
He's like, you know what? You would think he could accept that. I mean, he's been confined for years, but apparently this, to quote Joe, was a bridge too far.
But Charles Manson said no. There's a woman that's crazier than Manson.
Yeah,
there is.
You can throw chiz in a sock. But the matter of no matter with the chiz and the grandma and stuff like that, that's nice.
Just brush that under the carpet.
But you know why? Because this woman creeped out Manson. Charles Manson.
This woman told her boyfriend, grandma's going to sodomize you with a dildo.
I know, but the boyfriend never convinced people to kill, never came out and said he was the Messiah.
He spite jerked. He can never look at Nana's picture again the same. He lost his shit over a psychic that he believed and then spite jerked and then wrote love notes in lotion.
Yeah, but Manson
he spawned killings and had a bunch of followers
but
kill
people
in his
But what have you done for
squad.
Me lately?
But that's besides the point. And then he goes in front of the parole board.
board and starts rambling about crazy shit. And this woman is crazier than him.
I'm sorry it wasn't as sane and coherent as my story, Joe.
But it's Manson. Manson
so
trumps
what, he gets all. It because he's a celebrity?
No, he gets it because he's a crazy as a fucking shithouse rat, and this woman's nuttier than her.
Wait,
what?
Hold on a second. It all comes down to riding on a car with lotion or riding on a wall with the person you just murdered.
But you can't count that act. That was done in the 60s. You can't count that. You can't count the crime. You can count. You have to.
It goes to.
No. Manson's a shitbird.
Yeah.
But you can't add. But that does not go to the love fail. Currently.
Yes, it does because the story is now because with his history, it does. He's a nut.
She was a. But the story.
He's as crazy in 2014 as he was crazy in 1967, 68. All right, and because he's that nutty, and if he wasn't crazy, he would have been released from the parole board. But he is nutty as a shithouse rat. Till this day, he goes in front of the parole. You ever see when he goes when it's hysterical when he goes in front of the parole board and the nutty shit he says? He's out of his goddamn mind. And this woman, he decided, wow, she's nuts. For that reason, this story wins.
Well, yeah, but here we have somebody who's believing in a psychic. First of all, that's a little fucking nuts.
Somebody wants to marry Manson.
You can't beat Manson. For the simple, thank you, Pip. He wants to, you can't beat Manson.
Why not?
Because he is
Grandma
the
fucked you with a dildo. You know
Grandma
what?
I can live.
I can live with tic-tac-toe drawing and blood on the wall. I can get that image out of my head. I saw Helter Skelter. I can't get image of Grandma
that's
fucking
crazy.
With.
This is crazy.
I don't know. He's flinging. He's spike jerking.
No, he's crazy.
Grandma tried to fuck you with a dildo.
Not Grandma tried. Grandma did.
Grandma did.
Grandma succeeded.
I'm sorry.
Sneaking in.
Manson. What's the chat say? I'll leave it up to the chat.
Manson beats Grandma.
They're going back and forth here.
All right, you guys decide in the chat room. Me and Joe are split.
Oh, hang on a second.
Well, if the chat decide for number
Lisa
one.
Lisa says Manson wins.
Okay.
Yay!
And aren't we all winners?
Yeah. We all win in this discussion.
Anybody else weighing in?
Wait a second. Earlier, somebody said, no. First, Lisa said dead granny wins, but now, after our discussion, she has gone to, no, Manson wins.
You're a flip-flopper, Lisa.
So she did. Tom left the building. I think we scared the crap out of him and he left.
Well, he didn't do anything to offend Tom.
No, I know.
Anybody else weighing in there? Or they're all being quiet? Anybody,
Crimson Cat, what do you think? They're talking.
Just not about the show.
Crimson Cat said, crazy shit from Charles Manson, perish the thought.
Yeah, see, that's kind of expected.
No, not somebody getting over on him.
Yeah, that's the twist. That's the twist. When Manson goes, you're nuts. That's the bottom line. That's my closing statement. When Manson goes, you're nuts.
A guy,
I don't know if he's
going to get
you're nuts.
But
wasn't she nuts when she wanted to marry him and he was okay for that?
It's still crazy when one of the most evil men of the 20th century, almost not as bad as Hitler, but he's up there, goes, you're crazy.
Hey, Hitler had a date, though. He had Eva Braun.
Yeah, I know.
People like serial killers.
They do.
They do.
They do.
Nobody likes somebody who's been fucked by great grandma. You can't put that on dial a date.
Manson over grandma. Manson beats grandma.
Is that how you picture it?
Yeah, Strawberry Letter says, shit, Manson is crazy as hell, but that woman is nuts too.
Which, the woman in Joe's story?
No, the woman in Joe's story.
All right, fine.
I'm thinking, all right. That was a great story, but just the sheer...
I will say this.
Manson.
I will say this. My story was better, but we'll give Joe the number one love fail. Because my story had a lot more. I mean, listen, Joe's story is batshit as hell. But anytime you can bring a psychic, a dead grandma, and flinging condoms and writing a lotion. That's fine. The chat has spoken. Pip has spoken.
Trucker Tom says Manson wins.
Oh, Tom's back.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, he had
glad
to drive.
Glad Tom could weigh in on such an urgent decision.
It is to me.
He was driving, but he was listening, and he's like, back to say Manson wins.
Yeah. All right, so read off the – we'll give Joe the number one spot on that one. Congratulations,
okay,
Joe.
Okay, so at first with the first one, Davin won with the 911 call gone bad. Then the second one –
twice.
The second one, Davin won with the horny mortician.
Should I have gone with the corpse fucker as number one? Would I have won then?
Manson is a toughie.
Yeah, Manson's
fucking
corpses
is still a little tougher.
I don't know.
I mean, there's only one Manson. I get it.
Yeah, because
but how many
Ghanaians
are fucking?
But
under
here's
the
thing. Here's the thing. The people that the corpses weren't kind of weren't kind of a result of the guy. But Manson, he kind of was responsible for people getting killed due to his insanity.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just something so evil about Manson. If he had come in with if anybody was able to come in with a pertinent this year Hitler story, wins.
So he won on name recognition.
No, he won on somebody so heinous got trumped by a crazier person.
Yes.
All right.
That's it.
All right.
That was so good.
And that's number one.
That's number one. So you got two stories. He got one story, but the number one story was me.
There you have it.
Getting fucked over.
There you have it. A very spirited debate about the past year's love fails.
God almighty. The shit we've argued about tonight.
This will make
a bit
so
I mean, from the word go.
I had a nice topic on hand to ease us into this.
If you guys haven't listened to the whole show, you owe it to yourself. We are God almighty.
Awful, awful people.
It's like an insane asylum tonight. It really
all
is.
Right. Let's close this segment with some of our love fails. Fail loves of our stories, our cards. Pip, start us off.
Well, you know what? I have a dearth of love letters. I just seem to not be somebody that any poets or writers
are
attracted
to. No cards?
I don't have cards or letters.
Hell are you keeping in that hoard? That's usually what you people keep.
No, I don't seem to have a lot of that. I do have some letters that there was nothing of mention in them, but there was a guy that liked me in high school, and he was the year behind me. We went to his prom, and we had a very nice time and everything. Nothing kind of happened with that. Then he went off to school, and he was studying for a while in Wales, and he used to write me these letters about what was going on when he was in school and everything, and there was nothing to the letters. They're very boring, but the weird part was he would write all of these things in Welsh in big circles around the outside of the letter, like he was designing his own letterhead.
Crop circles.
Kind of. But I wonder, because I know we had this, like, unrequited thing going on, and I wonder what he was saying to me in Welsh on the outside. But the thing is,
maybe he's telling you Grandpa's going to fuck you with his cock.
Maybe he was. I mean, he could have been telling me to go fuck myself in 12 different ways in Welsh. Or he could have been
50 Shades of Fuck You.
Or he could have been saying, you know, this is what I want to do to you in Welsh. I don't know.
You never asked?
No, I didn't. Because I didn't really want to
know.
Like, no.
Ignorance?
I really didn't want to know, because I didn't feel that way about him, and I kind of wanted to just leave it there, and I didn't want to delve into what is all this shit you're writing on the outside of these very boring letters. So I left it alone.
So if the inside, which you could read, was more interesting, you might have more concerns about the outside.
If I had felt any sort of feelings towards him, like of a romantic nature, I probably would have asked. The weird thing is that later on, like a few years later, I was at kind of I was in a rut. And I literally...
Is that what you call them?
And I literally said, Crimson Cat says, they were hex signs. I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe that's why I have that big black cloud over my head ever since. But I was in a rut, and I had literally said to myself, you know what? The next invitation you get to go and do anything, go and do it. You're just, like, stuck in the house. You're not doing anything. You need to get on with it. I got an invitation to a housewarming at his new apartment. And he just kept handing me beers. And, yeah, I did them.
Oh! That's not a little... Well, it's a failure of your standards, but it's a win.
It was.
You got some.
I thought, oh, he's grown up some. Hey, he's interesting. He's got nice friends.
He's interesting. His handwriting's getting better on his doodles.
He was kind of a pain in the ass in high school, but he had improved. So I was like, all right. And we went out for a little while. And then I realized, yeah, he put his best foot forward, but he really hasn't changed that much. So
no, but by then he'd already been in you.
Yeah, he got what he wanted.
All right.
Win-win.
My letter, you know what? My letter should be disqualified, because it's not actually up to 3 months ago. This was a love fail, but it's actually not anymore. And it's from 1981.
Oh, you're rekindling of... Oh.
So it doesn't really count.
No, you failed.
But it was a love fail at the time.
I can read it because it just shows you how times have changed.
Is it funny?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait one second. Let me start this very nice letter.
And she's listening.
I have to tell you.
So I want to read it.
And she wants to know what you creep you are by saving shit from 1981.
And
do you have an old Bazooka Joe rap comic wrapper that she threw out her window as she was walking by and ignored you, stupid? No. That you picked up and put in your pocket and said, just, one day.
It's just interesting from what we're going through now than what we were going through back then.
Well, before you start that, let me just tell you what the chat is saying. Crimson Cat says, was he still a pain in the ass that night? And Trucker Tom says, so I hear you're in a rut. Come and take one in the butt. I had to give their due.
Because Pip Helix is a slut. Oh, Pip's butt is good for rhymes.
I'm sorry. So go ahead, Joe.
All right. Some of the names have been changed to protect the innocent, but here we go. Smart.
Joe's special friend is listening.
Yes, my pal. Joe, hello.
My pal. I hope you treat her better than you treat me.
Yeah. you call Davin pal, too. I'm scared now.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. January 16th, 1981.
Dateline.
Oh, wow.
Dateline.
Brian Williams reporting.
Joe, hello. How's everything going? Everything here is beat as usual. We have a lot of snow. In fact, it's snowing now. I hate when it snows on Friday nights. It makes the whole weekend lousy. Frank,
because I got a shovel.
Yeah.
I get it's all dirty. It's not the clean snow. Yeah. It's a real bummer, man.
Yeah, snow's been screwing things up lately too. But anyway,
how about that Jay Giles band?
Jay Giles.
Yeah, that's the one. 1981.
Yes, that was 82.
The band was out.
Frank has been hanging around a lot at the school, probably to see Doreen. He's crazy if he wants to hang around that dump.
Are you talking about Doreen?
No.
That's what I immediately thought.
Hope Doreen's not listening.
No, she's not listening, but she's doing very well. I think she's a physicist now. But
job, not working hard.
Yeah. I bet you're really glad about going to Forest City. This is when I was a lumberjack.
The good old days.
Yeah, I bet when you're really glad about going to Forest City, at least you'll have a little money to buy your beers and bombers. I know you'd go crazy without them. Pete really isn't changing. He still wears his army jacket and is always wasted. Still the same Pete.
Is this a compound party?
No. Actually, we've been trying to get Pete to the compound.
Of course
he
have.
He used to write a lot of stuff on Aunt and I. He is the same Pete. At least Pete doesn't bother me anymore about reporting me to you. He was starting to be a big pain. I don't know if you remember Bill Smith from last year's social studies class. He had blonde curly hair, and he asked me out while I was still going out with Jim. I told him no, and now he's being a real pain to me. He keeps telling lies to Jim. I hate when people do that, especially him. He's a lot like Jody. I don't know who Jody is. When you were here, this is when I was back home, you said that you were going back to Pipeline Fence to work. Did they say that you could go back after you graduate? That will be good because maybe they'll give you better things to do. No, they didn't. I was making pallets in 20-degree weather. It stinks. Just like you were. I'm probably going to get my permit in February. I'm so tired of waiting for it. Jim took his road test 3 weeks ago and failed it. He has another one in a few weeks. I hope he passed it. Are you going to take another road test? Everybody seems to fail it the first time.
Hang on 1 second, Joe. And they're not getting any volume. Are we on?
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay, sorry.
No.
All right.
Nothing's crapped down on my end.
I hear the music.
It's fine. Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Okay. Sorry. She says Andy's back.
Right.
Okay.
We never left.
Right.
We never left.
Jim took his road test 3 weeks ago and failed. He has another one in a few weeks. I hope he passed it. Are you going to take another road test? Everybody seems to fail it the first time. I did.
You know what? I'm going to play the blah, blah, blah music on you. This fucking note blows. I better have a payoff, mister. Walk down memory lane was stupid.
Well, it's getting really late. It's getting really late. Take
it certainly
care.
Is.
Your pal.
Well, now, so what's you're the saying the difference is between then and now?
Is what, now you find that shit interesting?
Huh. Well, you know what, though? This is the kind of
letter. It was supposed to, I grabbed, there was other letters. I just grabbed this one. I didn't realize.
you grabbed the most boring one you could find.
No. Well, this would, to 3 months ago, would be a love fail, but it's not.
But there was no real love in there. I didn't get the feeling like.
Well, he was feeling the love, well, weren't you?
Yeah, but this was like something you write to a friend.
No. All right.
This was a friend letter.
All right.
Well, that's kind of, well, I mean, it's kind of why, I'm sorry, no offense, Joe, but that's kind of why I didn't read any of the news from Wales letters, because the interesting part was a visual.
No,
that
you did
say.
That right. No, you did that right.
But,
you did that right.
Okay, because the inside stuff, everything he said was like blah, blah.
Let me show you all a delicious fail.
Fail? Oh, Davin has a love fail. We're very excited.
Now dearest Roger.
Nice.
Fails for you too, stupid. Good job.
Rot. What are you laughing at?
Yeah, you're all outside the bedroom, you fucks.
Oh, right.
Now, remember last show, refresh everybody's memory, I read a Valentine's Day card from this very same person, the girl who I had my first serious relationship with for 5 years, which went to high school and college, where she sent me a lovely Valentine's Day card with something very nice on the inside on the card. And it said, "Davin, stop being an ass."
Could have been from anybody.
Sure.
Could have been from us.
But it was a love fail. But, you know, so here we go. March 19th, 1995. Dear Davin, sweetie, in parentheses.
Ugh.
What's
that? Must have been
that?
A gunpoint when she wrote that. Dear Davin, sweetie.
Yeah, but that's what this is. It's about love shit that, you know, isn't.
Yeah.
I know I've not written to you in a while.
Who would?
Joe, why don't you regale us with stories of Jim and his fucking army jackets?
It's Pete.
Who fucking cares? Even Pete doesn't care.
He's a good rider. We could use him.
Yeah, well, you can be replaced.
If it was Pete, I wouldn't mind. He's good. But anyway.
I'm sure Reese Odyssey is listening right now. Can he play keyboards? He's touring with McClinton as we speak. I know I've not written to you in a while, but I think this is necessary. I love you, and I know you gave up on trying to get me back, but now I'm trying. We have not been together in a while, so I think you should give it a chance. You lied when you said you love me. If you honestly love me, you would have enough trust to know we can be better and more mature than before. Neither one of us are the same people. I care about you, and you are a nasty, cocky, arrogant bastard. But...
Wait. No, stop there. Stop there. She had a point.
Look.
Joe was, look, like coughing.
That's a love letter.
Yeah. I told you from the beginning, this letter, you know, I was going to read it. I told you it wasn't really a love fail. That's brilliant.
She was ahead of her time.
Boy, does she know you.
Could be written by anybody.
A nasty, cocky, arrogant bastard.
Now, before I go on, I'm thinking around this time, because this is me in the middle of college. I had tried to make it work with her for 5 years, but I think I'd finally been at the point where, enough. We just get to that point and go, I can do better.
Chucker Tom says, sincerely, Belinda.
No, the English is too good.
Nice.
Very good, Tom.
Nasty, cocky, you should put that on your business cards.
Who says I didn't?
No, call the t-shirt printer.
I can't, with that music playing, you're a nasty, cocky.
Well, that's what makes the bit brilliant. That's what makes it brilliant. That's production.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, that's so good. That's so good.
That's so great.
Now, I think this is, I've talked about, there was like a 6-month period where I was like having these 2-week relationships and sleeping with a lot of people.
Yes.
Or as I called it at the time, the tour.
Yes.
I think this was somewhere around there, maybe in the middle, maybe before, maybe.
But it's not like she's calling you like a whore or a tree. You're a nasty, cocky, arrogant bastard.
Because pretty much I'm saying, no, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be with you.
But it doesn't sound like you said
beat
it with
me.
But you said, didn't
she did.
I know.
But it doesn't sound...
Why didn't you fucking stop it?
But it doesn't sound like there was any sincerity.
What? What do you mean?
That you were a nasty, cocky, arrogant bastard.
Well, I like the fact that I care about you and you... I like that... It's not a but. It's like, I care and you are. It's not a
and
but you are.
No, it's and.
But it's like, I care, but however.
Furthermore.
But, you know... I care, but look, you're a nasty cut.
Not for nothing.
She gave it a she tried, but you know, there's walls of you being a prick that I just can't climb. That I just can't climb.
Hearts are broken.
Yeah, hearts are broken. Word just said.
Feelings are crushed.
Nice,
very good.
I care, and you are a nasty, cocky, arrogant bastard.
I can't get enough of that.
Neither can I.
But for some reason, I love you.
Sucker.
This sounds like the letter I would have written to Davin when I was trying to get back on the show.
Joe, was that you? I thought the same thing, by the way. It
sounds like
from Joe.
Sounds like the trip to Virginia.
Hugs and kisses, Joe.
But in my defense, I was more receptive to your overture than hers. You're still here banging me.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, Grandma.
Why bring me into this?
Where's that butt plug? Mm.
I did not mean that I was in the mood for a relationship. Now, I meant forever.
Wait, what?
That's the next sentence.
She doesn't want to be Miss. She doesn't want a relationship right now.
She wants to be with me forever, like Manson and the Crazy Chick.
That sounds like it. So what? She's like, is she taking a rain check?
No, I think she wants to. No,
she doesn't want a temporary thing. She wants to make it permanent.
Yes, she wants to be with this cocky, arrogant bastard forever.
Oh my God, is that what that big glass case in the basement here is?
It was either her or Manson. I know you don't like the ambulance. So what? Neither do I. She used to work at the ambulance corps, and they would all be flirting. That's what happens at these. I thought you were crazy.
You were afraid of, like, fire equipment.
No. No, she used to work at the ambulance corps. These guys would like her. It was a real bone of contention. Right. That's what happens. It's very incestuous.
Just a quick step back with the woman that wanted to screw the guy. She should have called the fire department. Maybe somebody there would have given her a ladder or something like that, you know?
But this cop was attractive, Joe. That story's been done.
I'm just saying. All right. All right. Now back to your fire department there.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah. You don't like the ambulance corps. Ambulance. So what? Neither do I. I just like helping people. And that is mostly the reason. Mostly the reason. I stay there. I don't want just anyone for a relationship. I want one with you. But with your newfound attitude problem, I don't see that happening.
your newfound? When did this start crying? I thought it was always a constant.
That's when it bloomed?
Yes. So I might as well go and find someone else, because I don't want to be alone, and single for the rest of my life. I do not like what you have become, and it is not my fault. Well, if you change your mind, call me.
Because frankly, Davin, I'd rather scrape up accident victims than spend time with your arrogant ass. I'd rather find intestines wrapped around a headrest than put up with your shit.
I'd rather deal with bloodborne pathogens than deal with you.
I see a theme. It explains a lot of things. This woman was ahead of her time.
She was.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Well, if you change your mind, call me. Remember, I love you, but I don't want to be alone anymore. Love always. And then her name.
So you didn't want to spend time with her?
I didn't want to be with her. She was psycho. Oh. I had moved on finally after years of trying.
Wait, that's a problem?
Oh, by the way, drops the letter, walks away.
Yeah, wow.
I don't even think Kanye could come up and try to top that.
He'd try. Well, Joe's long rambling letter really deserves it. You should respect artistry.
I'll have like a Missy Elliott, a letter from Missy Elliott, and why that should be the better letter.
The Welsh was quite the artist. Respect his artistry.
Yeah. He walked up and he opened his mouth and said, I'm going to let you finish.
Can I finish? Can I finish? Can I finish? Can I finish?
That was crazy fail. That was crazy good fail.
Welcome to my life, people. But that's good stuff, right?
Even if I had
the most heartbreaking letter while some girl was telling me that she doesn't want me anymore. That cocky, arrogant bastard friend. That's like me with the Manson. You ain't topping that shit.
Yep. I know what
you
sells.
You ain't topping that shit.
I know
no
what
way.
You people want to hear. Yeah. Do you want me to get her on to the show as a guest, Joe?
That'd be great.
Oh,
then we
please.
Could all come, then we could all gang up on you and commiserate. What a cocky,
we don't
arrogant
talk
bastard.
Anymore. We're Facebook friends.
You're Facebook friends.
She friend requested me. We were friends, and for some reason I got unfriended.
Ah.
And then she requested me again. So I go, okay,
whatever. She's crazy.
Yeah, sure. She's still single, by the way.
Really? She's still with the ambulance?
Still?
No. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Listen, Pip, once you've had me, it's a pinnacle, baby. It's a pinnacle.
Did you just gave up on men?
No, she's been with other men.
Really?
Now, this is a girl I never slept with. 5 years, never slept with her.
Oh,
really?
Oh, my God.
We did other things.
Yeah, but...
So I got beat for no booty.
You couldn't close that deal.
I tried.
Oh, I bet.
As persuasive as you are, really.
I know.
I had not come into my own then, or come into her own.
Very good.
You know what? You're so glad that's funny, because that was just set up perfect. Oh. You should have been a birthday present, how great that setup was for you.
I don't know if everybody could have pulled that off.
No.
Or pulled over a man.
That was a birthday present right there.
No, not even for my birthday, Joe.
Yeah.
Though I tried.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
And I was freshman in college, sophomore college. You lied about the shit.
So you were both in college, too, right?
Well, she didn't go to college, but we met in high school.
How old was she at the time?
Well, we started when I was 15, and I was 20. She was probably 19.
So. Oh,
really?
My God, but didn't you?
And you could close a deal.
Wait, no, it had to be. No, because I lost my virginity in my late teens.
Okay, so you must have had a side piece.
No, I didn't cheat on her, but she was still trying. I think I'd messed around with her earlier in the day a little bit.
Okay.
And then I lost my virginity to somebody else later. But I didn't even come when
that
I lost my virginity.
That was a busy day. You
it was
didn't.
A long, it was a, no, it was a long fucking night.
You didn't?
No.
Really?
I did not.
Probably, you're probably nervous.
I was. Yeah. I think I was.
Yeah.
I think I was nervous. But I do recall having Twisted Sisters, you know, Nasty Cuts and Greatest Hits on the background. Because I know how to set a mood.
Oh, the romance track. Yeah. Okay.
I like me some Twisted Sister. But yeah.
I remember once Mr. Helix and I were fooling around, and the Ruddles were playing at that moment. And he stopped, like, sort of in mid-everything and said, "This is really weird music to make out to." And I'm like, yeah, kind of is.
Let me give you some context on how long she lingered. I met my wife.
Right.
We'd started dating for a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
This woman, this girl, calls me up. She wants to talk to me. She called me.
And you should have said, "You want to go to the movies
point?
With me?"
Yes.
I'm going to the movies to watch somebody. You want to go with me?
But even at that late stage of things, after I had other relationships and at late stage.
She just got that show.
Yeah. She had been engaged and everything to somebody else.
Okay.
She still tried to get me back then.
Wow.
Hmm.
Yeah. What?
I remember something about, I have a very talented tongue. But if you're not getting laid, you got to have something.
You got to do something.
I know she was talking about your ability to speak.
I can't believe you dragged it up for 5 years and got nothing.
Wow.
I didn't get nothing. I mean, all sorts of fun hand jobs. Cool Whip, toothpaste, all sorts of fun shit.
Toothpaste? Ow!
I know. I was young and stupid. I'm getting jerked off on my friend's porch. I'm getting jerked off all over the place. Just not closing the deal. I want to save it till I'm married. Do you?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Well, then she would have given it up to me, but I said no.
Look,
then,
for 5 years I've been feeling like a butter churn. I want to put it in. cut it out.
Cut it out. It wasn't 5 years continuous, Joe. It wasn't like we just set up shop.
It's like turn, turn,
and she
turn.
She has a really strong bicep now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So
this is
like Popeye.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to jerk skit off.
And then, okay, guys, the noise that Davin's making.
Davin ain't running because he'll be coming.
Davin's girlfriend, whatever her name is.
I'm in so-and-so with a jerk and tramp. Woo, woo.
I can't come.
I'll get me spinach. Okay.
Now it's going to be creamed spinach.
Right, yeah, good girl.
All right, I pose to you, we are very late with the show.
Yes, we are.
Do you want to, you guys mind blowing past the break?
No, go ahead.
Joe?
No, not at
blow
all.
Blow through the break. We'll just do our last
gaming
stuff.
We fought. We pointed fingers. We laughed. We talk about screwing the dead. We brought Manson in. You got dumped.
I didn't get jumped.
You did.
No, I was the dumper. I was being chased.
Hmm.
I said no.
All right.
You were the dumper. Now we're going scat on this show?
Wouldn't be the first thought.
There's just a girl running around with a very big bicep and an old ambulance jacket.
With some very strange stains on it.
Just looks at it longingly. What could have been?
What could have been? With a chiss stain over it says ambulance rescue.
Not mine. Man, it was a terrible relationship at points.
Oh, I bet.
It really changed who I was. It made me realize what I want.
Maybe an arrogantness. Yeah. Maybe that's what turned you into an arrogant.
No, I was probably very arrogant to her. Because for the first time, I was real.
You ain't getting laid. That makes you testy.
No, here's what it is. When you're in a relationship, when you're told you're worthless and stupid and you're getting the shit beaten out of you, whatnot, you start to believe that stuff. And then you start to be with other people that don't feel that same way and don't hit you. You start to feel a little better about yourself.
Yeah.
So by having normal,
yes.
By having normal self-esteem, now I'm arrogant.
Right, right. So, well, yeah, that's a passive-aggressive way of saying that.
Yeah, no, she had beaten me out. She had beaten it out. Like for
she
the next,
beat you up, too.
Jesus.
For the next girl who I dated, who I'm friends with, still friends, like when we first started dating, when this other girl would like move her hand, like say she wanted to like touch me or something.
You'd flinch?
I flinched.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
That's really sad.
I actually have, I just can't see here because I have a goatee. I got a scar here when I leaned to my, she was in my Camaro in the front seat shotgun. I leaned over to my buddy Elias in the back seat. He was getting ready for my prom and everything. I leaned over. I wanted to say something to her. She takes her keys, my keys, throws them in my face. Why'd you do that? I thought you said you were going to cheat on me. I did not.
What?
Yeah, she just was so jealous. So I ordered her out of the car. I'm like, out. You're walking. Out.
Wow.
Out of the Camaro. But I went to her parents and said, listen, this is
She's
what
crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is what happened. If you want to pick her up, there she is.
But I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, her parents.
I would do the same thing.
So what happened to prom? Did you end up going? Did she
I actually
stay
didn't go
home?
To my prom. I actually didn't go to
I didn't go to mine either.
Yeah, I didn't go to mine either.
I went to her prom.
Yeah, I went.
I went to other people's proms.
I went to the guy that I was talking about's prom, but I never went to my own.
And yeah. Now we made it sad.
Yeah, I went to my buddy Dave's.
You were Dave's prom date?
No, stupid.
You said it.
You wouldn't let me finish.
Well, why? It was funny where I stopped it.
Yeah. No, my good friend Dave, his sister, I took her sister to the prom.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That is nice.
Sure.
How's her leg?
Huh?
How's her leg?
Yeah, no, I didn't do anything to her.
Funny Pip.